Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Had a really busy day yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Just a long, busy day. I went north.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Why did you go north?
What did you have to do?
Christmas stuff. I was looking for something, and I knew where I was going. And
you had to go somewhere. You had to take that terrible... Something happened on my exit on Mill Valley.
Right.
And you sat in it.
Right. Well, I don't know any other way. That's the one road. The thing that I wanted was on that road.
Oh, so you had... Was it at like Proof Lab or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly right. It was at Proof Lab. I was trying not to plug them, but there you go.
Yeah,
plug away. Yeah, no, I needed to get over
there. I missed it.
I went north after I left here, and we left fairly quickly. No, not that far north. Oh. But I left north really quickly and was like, I'm ahead of schedule. This is going to be incredible. I'm going to stick and move in Mill Valley and be out of there and on my way. I'm going to be back. Anyway, I get to that exit and there is a backup to the freeway. Like it was absolutely
Got off on the exit and it was backed up. It's just, I mean, the only
and
time
parked.
It's ever. Yeah, parked. So I actually just pulled a U-ey and got back on the highway and went to the next. Well, there was no traffic. The other thing was I knew something was up because there was nobody coming from the other direction.
Well, what happened?
No, there was come from.
I didn't have anybody coming at me from the other direction. There was.
Oh, no. But that was it. They were locked on that side, too. They'd taken that one. It's a two-lane road, not two lanes on each side.
No.
Like
one
lane
each way.
Right. Yeah. They'd taken and cut one lane out.
They were letting like chunks of people go by.
One group is being held. And it's backing into Mill Valley, like the town.
Yes.
And they're letting people drive on the one lane and go around this construction.
And they stop them and let the other side go.
So they're going. It took forever to get
less,
there.
It's less than half a mile from the off ramp to Proof Lab.
If I could have parked,
right,
I would have walked.
Oh, yeah. That's where you went, Proof Lab.
Yeah. So then, leaving was worse.
You have glitter on your nose.
Oh.
Where you, what costume? What Barbie did you hug this morning? Every time his face goes, I'm like,
what stripper were you with?
Yeah, that's it. That's
Seems
my life
gone.
Right now. Anyway, God, I got her the new Frozen dress.
Oh no!
This was a few weeks back when I went to the Disney store, but she got it. She totally destroyed the van with the glitter on that dress, and then. When she got home, she stayed in the dress.
So the house is shiny.
And at one point, she's like, comes into the little room that I have where I play guitar. And she just, there's these drawers underneath the bed where some of my clothes are. Because that's where I get dressed. She's just got this move where she takes her foot, steps on the handle.
Yes.
Which I'm like, that is not a step. Right. A million times. Steps on the handle, hops into the bed, and gets comfy. And glitters everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like
so now when
bed.
You lay in that bed, you're wearing her dress.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, it's pretty.
I don't know which glitter you just saw on my face, but it's probably.
It was gold.
Okay.
Yeah,
gold,
so I don't know. Glittery, that doesn't sound like Elsa to tell you the truth.
Gorgeous.
I mean, she seems more like a silver girl.
She does.
Yeah.
Could be anything, though.
Yes, it's true.
Anyway, Mill Valley was screwed. And it
took was.
Me, I lost so much.
Yeah,
like one minute.
It's ridiculous.
I was ahead of schedule.
So what was the outcome? What was happening?
They were doing construction.
Oh. Something was up, and I bailed on it because I could. I didn't have to go to Proof Lab. But Vinny writes to me, and I'm like, I've been home for half an hour. And I'm just hanging out.
Eating your breakfast.
I'd already eaten breakfast. I was so, I mean, honestly, I'd been home for half a freaking hour. And he's like, what is going on in your town? Is this what you deal with every day? I'm like, oh, that backup. No, I went to the next second. But it wouldn't have helped you. You still would have had to go through. And I was so glad, too, because I got up. So I turn around. I get up. I'm on the bridge that kind of goes over. There's like a little waterway right mm-hmm. there. And I look down. I can see the whole road. And then I can see the backup coming out of Mill Valley. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God I didn't go that way. Would have taken forever.
What'd you buy there?
I went there looking for a present and didn't find what I needed.
No.
Are you kidding me after all that?
I can't believe that.
You should have gone to Amazon.
No.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
I shouldn't. You know, one
no,
of
you should have.
You want to support your local businesses.
I know,
for
totally.
Sure. You definitely want to support.
Of course you do.
My dudes at Wise Surf Shop have left the business.
Oh, that's your OB?
Yeah.
They're done? Totally done?
They're
so
done.
So now Proof Labs your place?
Well, no. I have a bunch of shops near me in Santa Cruz, but there's sure. some people carry certain. It just was a thing. It was no big deal. It would have been zero deal had I not been caught in the lucky once in a lifetime. We're shutting down a lane over here.
It was unreal.
So the question is, what time did Vinfro get home?
So then I'm driving home, and my friend Peter calls me and goes,
Peter Cook?
Yeah, it goes,
Cook. Lighthouse Realty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for plugging him. But he goes, the surf's firing. You've got to meet me. And I went, okay, done. but I had to take my kid to piano at 3.
Oh, so you only had probably an hour.
I pulled one of those. When I left the water, I sprinted from the water.
Still wearing your wetsuit.
Wearing my wetsuit in the sand, like for a long way. We had a long walk to my car, changed in record time, sprinted to... Everything worked out, but when I finally got her into piano and like, I just fell apart in the van like, oh my God.
How did I do that?
I can't believe we pulled that off. I even texted him. I'm like, I can't believe it. I pulled it off.
Oh my God.
So yeah. But and then
great.
We went to try and get the presents that I didn't get after.
Oh,
and you and Isla?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I got the text. Where are you guys okay? Because... You know, I mean, I'd been gone all at this point. She saw me run into the house. I'm doing 5 things at once. I'm throwing work stuff over here because I'm going to need to set that up when I wetsuits go over here. Oh, my God. All right. Where's her books? Let's go. It was hairball. But, you know,
you pulled it off.
By
you
the
threaded
time,
the needle.
When I got home at 5, I realized I didn't eat lunch.
Oh, my God.
How did I not
surf without eating lunch?
I just did. It just
You're hungry around that time.
I know. I'm starved around.
Yeah.
Like I can skip dinner.
It skipped his mind.
But usually lunch is the one that I gotta have. But
I know lunch is like when I get home, that's almost like my main meal of the day. I'm
it
starving
is,
to death.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I fell into bed fairly
so
early,
funny.
and actually slept too.
Oh, good. Well, you'd worn yourself out. So you have
that,
to do.
That
that's what you have
Sunday
to do to
little
kids.
Sucks.
Yes.
You can never sleep.
Right.
So.
That is true.
Monday is really important.
Monday is. Yeah. Sometimes I find that, like, if I sleep badly on Sunday, I'll also sleep badly on Monday.
Mm.
And then Tuesday turns out to be, like, the night I get
the
good
day.
Sleep. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you made it. I tell you, the older you get, the worse thread in the needle is. I know as a young man, you were, like, the king of threading the needle.
I lived by it.
Yeah. Well, you had the energy for it. Now it's like, because it's not just you. You got all these other people to kind of, like,
Depending on you.
If you screwed up threading the needle when it's just you... No, it's just you.
You know what, though? Because I don't really want to put that out there for young people, let me just say that I suffered the ramifications of being late, being marked tardy guy, being considered
That's
unreliable.
True. Right.
Because that threading the needle actually does lead to you being late and missing crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so the truth is, we forget we're talking into a microphone and someone impressionable might be hearing that and thinking, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, no.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not the way you... In fact, you'll find yourself going, I've created great relationships by being sturdy, dependable.
Yes.
on
be
time.
Be where you said you'd be when you said you'd be
that's,
there.
I mean, right. that's. Yeah. I'm not trying to tell you talk out of both sides of my mouth. That's the way I was, but I'm telling you, it may sound sexy, but it's the wrong move.
Well, it's so frustrating for your friends. Like, I have a couple. Actually, John is one of them. Like, John was notoriously late. And
your husband?
Oh my God! Well, we call his nickname. We all have nicknames at the house. Everybody's, you know, how it is
Doddler?
In families. It's Donald McNeverly.
Donald.
Like, I cannot tell you how many times me and the two boys are sitting in the car waiting for whatever we're going to, and Donald McNeverly is in the house doing whatever the hell he's got to do to get, you know, ready, and he finally makes it out to the car, and I can tell he's sort of trying to hurry because he knows all of us are in there singing the Donald McNeverleave song. And he gets out and he puts it, and then he pulls down the street and he goes, I forgot my wallet. And we have to turn around and go back. I'm like, oh my God.
Yuck.
I know. It's so annoying. But he does try. And I remember with Vinny, with John, with my friend Marianne, you tell them a half hour to an hour, but like, we got to be there. We have to be there at noon sharp when we really have to be there at 1. And then you might get there on time.
Yeah. Well, right. I got rid of a friend because he was so late.
Oh. It feels...
You're not respecting my time.
It feels disrespectful, but sometimes it's an actual problem with these people.
And I was friends with
him
for years and years and years, and then it came to a point where I was like, I can't...
Yeah, I can't rely on you.
I can't be meeting you for lunch or drinks or whatever because you're always late.
Right.
You know, he'd show up and I'd be...
Gone.
I'd be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Those people, you order your lunch, you drink your drink. And then you get up and leave, you know, because you ate lunch alone.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I had a busy
so
day.
So did you guys find what you were looking for, you and Isla?
We did not.
Oh.
I'm almost done, though. It's no big deal. And honestly, there would be no story to tell had they not nutted that roadway up in a way that was so stupid I couldn't believe it.
Like, you would have had all day.
That anyone, and it's already a weird spot as it is because there's the way that if you pull out of that one location... To go right, you really want to go left, but you have to go
right. You have
right.
to go right.
And then you can't U-turn. You have to actually go left, and then you have to pull a weird into the grocery store around the U-turn. I had to do that, and I'm like, the line is backed up into Mill Valley, and I had to do this weird. And then you see people trying to go through
you
this gas
just gone
station.
Back to the
cutting.
Other exit.
Oh, it's awful.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it was nutted up is the word.
Are they getting ready for the rain coming?
Don't ask me. You know, that's one town that suffers from it. I don't know. And it looked like it was over just past Tam Junction where the actual place was.
Someone says, I knew. I was, I'm going to turn to texters. They
always know. Right.
Know or not know. 925 says there was emergency sewer repairs yesterday.
That makes sense. It makes sense because they were off the side of the road, but they'd blocked the lane. So they were working off the side of the road in that sort of... What do you call that? It's not a pond down there.
It's a swamp.
I don't know.
It's like sort of like the flats of the bay. It's like sometimes there's grass sticking up there and sometimes it's just flooded.
Whatever it was, the work was being done.
Tide marshes. I don't know.
Off the side.
Right.
CHP Marin posted the advisory on Facebook.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was unfortunately, you know, we were driving so we couldn't look at Facebook.
Well, I would never have thought.
Right.
That's my daily deal when I go 17, but the old Mill Valley exit, and it's 1 mile. It's not even a mile.
Not even a mile from the highway.
People are asking, what is Proof Lab?
It's a surf shop.
It's like right there at Tam Junction. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go through there to go surfing. The beaches are sort of, if you take a left at that junction, you get to all the beaches.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, well,
I felt so bad for you because I bailed. I was like in that for a minute and a half, and I went, oh, no, I'm going to the next. I don't know what's going on here, but I am out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just the deal. The roads around here are what they are.
They are. And sewers need to be attended to. I think, that seems like an emergency.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen.
I mean, I think that's, I do. I think about retirement sometimes.
All the time.
Like, well, how am I going to fund it? Right. it's not looking good. Where am I going to live? Oh, God. Right. No, all that stuff. But also, not driving is a big.
Yes.
That's the thing.
It is. I swear to God.
I constantly go like, okay, so there's EA Sports around me. There's Oracle. If I could just drive a couple blocks or take Uber to my job.
Oh, you mean if you could work there?
Right.
Yeah, if I could work there. I'm not trying to go.
No,
just
totally.
Just say later. Like, if I could go a couple blocks to work.
It would be so amazing.
Yeah.
It really would.
Yeah.
You know, we moved off the hill because I was like, I felt like there was just no place to walk to, you know? Like, really? I got to take the 700 steps down to downtown to go. And then I got to walk back up them. Forget it.
With my packages.
I know. With whatever. I just forget it. It's a luxury to live in someplace where you can, I mean, people who can walk to work, that's the ultimate. Because then you really don't have, I mean, especially if you can walk to others, if the supermarket is nearby or whatever else. God, it's amazing. If
the
you have
reason
that, congratulations.
I stayed in Eugene. I liked Eugene a lot, so I stayed there because I liked it a lot. But part of the reason I liked it a lot is because I drove. It was 2 minutes to work. Mm. Two.
One, two. If your car wasn't started, you could walk that.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you
How
drive?
Many miles?
Because I'm lazy. It's 4
well,
in the morning.
Well, it's probably
raining. But you
and
ran
I did,
all the time
I did,
there.
No, I was running after work. I mean, had no life there.
Right.
I didn't have any money.
And
I had
in the dark, I'm
no
sure.
money, so yeah. there was no dating.
Yeah, right. yeah, yeah.
The few girls I went out with, it was like I had to go, all right, let's hoard a little cash here right. so mm-hmm. I can afford
I'll make you dinner at my house.
Dinner.
It'll be great.
When
Rent
I was in Visalia, I made no money also, Vinny, and I was going to my mom's house after the show for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. I was always at my mom's house eating food. Because I didn't have any money for food.
Why didn't you just live there, too? That would have been less money.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
I'm there all the time, but I go home to sleep.
She would have killed me. Mm. No, but I had a nice house, but all my rent money was going there
right.
to that house and my car payment. And
that was that. Those are those situations where you're like, this is fine, but if anything happens.
No, exactly.
I am screwed.
That's mm-hmm. where Willa blew out her knee, and I went, oh, my God, I have to charge on a credit card.
Yeah.
$4,000 to get this dog's leg fixed,
and then she blew out the other one.
That was here, though.
Thank goodness.
No, they told me she's gonna her the other leg's right behind it. I'm like, my ass. This dog's. I'm stapling her feet to the ground.
We're getting that dog a wheelchair.
She's done right. running. We're done with
get
a bunch
one of, those
of stuff.
Roll-arounds. Mm.
We held out a while. It lasted a lot longer than they predicted, but it ultimately they were right.
It
Both
happens.
Her back. Sticks were broken. Sheesh.
Poor Willa.
Yeah.
She was a good girl.
Rest
she
in
was
peace,
Rest in
Rest
peace,
in
Willa.
Peace, girl. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's Tuesday. Scott Capurro is on.
Scott, fair
Scott
warning.
Capurro.
We have lots of stuff to give away.
We do. It's like Christmas Central around
here.
I
know.
They were doing the DrinkWorks 12 Days of Mixmas.
I know. Michelle, did you do that?
Mixmas.
I love it.
It's a whole happy hour thing we're doing. 5:35 every day through Christmas. You got a chance to win the gift of the year, DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig.
It's pretty cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, you. I was looking at the whole thing last week when you had it in here. You're doing the ads for them, huh?
Right. Yeah.
So
endorsing
it's
them.
Like a little home bar, but all the drinks are pre-mixed and they add just sort of like
just
carbonated
pods.
Water.
Yeah, you add
and
the water.
And the pods are fully recyclable.
CO2 things, fully recyclable.
They say loop, and I mean not recycled like you throw it in your recycle bin. I mean the loop comes and takes them and refills
it's
them and
good,
reuses them. It's
a
great.
Good thing.
That loop thing is, it actually gives me hope.
Well, I'm
you
looking
know?
Forward to the new year that we're going to hear more about it.
Yeah.
A lot of
yeah,
more
it,
products.
It needs to go wide.
It does. And they're saying it's going to be like you're going to get your detergent in a loop box so that, you know, when you're done with your detergent, you put it out there, the package goes back to loop, they refill it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, but it's the way it's got to be. You know, the disposables nature of our world is not working. It's ruining everything.
Oh.
Oy vey. Anywho, so we have that happening. Flora Cash is coming back to San Francisco to play at the Independent, and Jane has tickets all week at 6:05. So everything's happening in Jane's
When
show.
Are they coming back?
March 25th, 2020.
Oh, okay, because they were on stage saying we get to go home to Sweden after tonight.
Right, so they're clearly doing a Christmas break and then getting back out on the road. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do.
People like them.
We have Camila Cabello tickets. We have California Great America's Winterfest tickets. Fandango tickets for Star Wars. There's a lot. Everyone's flipping the F
I
out
know.
About Star Wars
So many
now.
Articles out.
And Dead & Company. Actually, we'll do those. We'll play a song right now, and then we'll do the Dead & Company tickets. These are for the New Year's Eve show. They're playing two shows at the Chase Center, the 30th and 31st of this month, but we've got them for New Year's. So we've got your New Year's plans for you. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.